Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian. America, we are a world at war. The Barbarian is here, General Von Wiehunt, at your service, America. Episode 133 tonight, epic episode. It's our theme, Trump's Digital Cards. They start date of December the 15th, 2022 AD. Trump's big announcement was today. And we'll get into that, rest assured. Very interesting what he had to say. Well, there's a lot of people out there in the country that have inclement weather tonight. It's a dark and stormy night yet again in America. The studio is dark. We have battle flags up, daggers, weapons of war, great photography and some artwork. We are always dimly lit in the studio when I broadcast. Our battle flags proudly displayed. Roman sculpture, books, magazines, computers. Broadcasting from the mountains of Arizona to the world, coast to coast, to our friends all over the world. This show has always had, from day one, when I launched the show in November of 2015, KFNX in Phoenix, 1100 AM, we have always had, I noticed, an international audience right away, right out of the starting gates. We used to get calls from KFNX from Europe, Australia, about my show. People were picking it up on internet live stream from the radio station. Even ham radio operators would call in and ask questions. Who is this guy, Von Wiehunt? Who is he? They wanted to know. I'm not your average. An average is the key word. I'm not an average radio talk show host. I don't have a program director. No one's telling me what to say. I say what's on my mind. I say what's on America's mind. I told you before many times, you and I have a right to express ourselves any way we see fit, as long as, of course, as it's in the confines of the law. Yada, yada. You know the drill. Well, there's a lot of things going on out there, but one thing that we will talk about tonight is Trump's big announcement. Like I said, China, Russia, all the usual suspects. The individual in America comes face to face at times with a conspiracy so monstrous, he cannot even believe it even exists. John F. Kennedy mentioned that many times before they shot him in Dallas, Texas. The American mind is about consciousness, or what some would call emotional intelligence. It's very similar, if not the same, or congruent with each other. The American mind has not come yet to a realization of the evil which has permeated our land and the world, and which has been introduced into our midst. The American mind rejects even the assumption that human-style creatures can espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent in the land. Well, tonight we'll go into some metaphysics, some philosophical things for you to carry forward. Remember, this is the holidays, for God's sakes. Enjoy yourselves. I know I am. You got to take the edge off, relax. This is the time for you to regroup, get plenty of rest, get plenty of apple cider and turkey and holiday trimmings. Have a few beers with a few good meals with the made man in your orbit, mafioso style. Wine and dine, enjoy yourselves. All this talk of civil unrest, second American Revolution. For most Americans, they want to get away right now, at least for a little bit, for a few weeks, away from the election crap that's been all over our country in 2020, and now with the carnage and disaster of the midterms. You want to forget about it for a little bit. They want to see friends and family, take some trips. That's what I say. Recharge your batteries. Retool. Take the edge off. No one's going to be fighting anybody on December 25th. Trust me. Except the Democrat cities, because they're always at war with each other and us. But you know what I mean. You get the drill. While we're enjoying ourselves, don't forget our southern border is going to be invaded by millions of people, tens of thousands, uber thousands daily coming through. Right now, the border with Mexico is a wide open spigot, and they're just pouring through. And did you know, not just Mexico, as I told you before, my intel is way ahead of the watered-down mainstream media. Those dudes and dudettes, those talking heads on TV, don't have anything on the Von Wien show. I told you years ago they were from many countries. Well, it's been confirmed that they are from 47 different countries pouring across our border. What have I told you? There's nefarious groups that are bringing them to the border. They're wanting the invasion to take place. They've paid off our so-called leaders, politicians, to look the other way. It's all part of the plan to invade America, make it a mongrel nation, third world nation. This is what they want. They don't care what you think about it or what I say on the show. It goes in one ear and out the other. They've got their agenda. They've got their marching orders, their plan. And they are marching onwards with their agenda, their plan, hoping that you and I won't notice. And they get pissed off when we notice. Well, I've got news for them. We're all over it. We'll keep bringing that up. Keep educating the American people who are in dire, dire need of a real education in more ways than one. Well, we love all the callers on the show. Actually, the monologue, if you want to get in. First-time callers, you're getting first in line, 563-999-3437. You can always reach the host, VonWeehanShow@gmail.com. And now we have many colorful callers. I agree with many, many things that almost all the callers say. But many of you have read the disclaimer in the chat room. But many of you who listen to the show at home have not read it. I told you before, get in the chat room. It's lively, entertaining, rambunctious every Thursday night. So I will take the opportunity to read you the new version to all of you at home, so you're all on the same page, so you don't get any funny ideas, and so everyone who calls in knows the game plan, knows the ground rules, knows what the Von Wien Show is all about. Because many of you listen in on various platforms, some iPhones, some Android phones, some of you call in and listen, some of you listen on Blog Talk, other internet portals. We know this because I have stats each week about the show. Who gets it, ISP addresses, you name it. So here's the new and improved disclaimer to the online show chat room and show. I'm reading this to protect you, to protect me and the show, so everyone knows going forward what the game plan is. We want everyone to enjoy a fun and positive online environment. So please, if you're in the chat room, comment constructively during the show on the air. As I wrote, online insults, obvious hostility and abuse directed at the legendary show, The Great Callers, or the awesome host will not ever be tolerated. This is your only warning. If you cannot agree to these terms in our chat room, then you will be permanently banned from this show and all shows on Blog Talk Radio. I do have that power. The chat room is not the public square, but is the intellectual property of the show and host. Thank you for listening and your patronage. And may this radio show go onwards for 1,000 years. Now, I recently added an addendum to the disclaimer. So we have enemies out there in Radio Land. People who want to take the show off the air. They don't like what we're saying. Screw them. The addendum goes like this. Also, be mindful that this radio show is political theater of the mind for entertainment and information purposes only. And we never, ever advocate violence of any kind, regardless of what the callers may say, which we may or may not even agree with, as we strongly believe in the First Amendment and America's right to express themselves. This is an open forum platform, and there is no incitement or inference of any kind to do anything ever in the real physical world. However, history proves time and time again that events happen naturally over time. This show and the callers and listeners are law-abiding and passionate about their beliefs, which we feel makes for a better and stronger America. And now, with that being said, welcome to the greatest show on planet Earth. Welcome to church, my friends, every Thursday night. Like a great Italian spaghetti western. That's the theme for The Man with No Name. Just like the theme for The Von Wiehend Show. We were behind every blade of grass in America. Rest assured. There's some weird reports. China's always in the news, right? China, they're telling their people, because I have, well, contacts over there who will remain nameless in Shanghai and Beijing. Businessmen who send me tidbits of intel information. They think that the West, they're telling their people that the West is dirty, decadent. Well, they're partially correct on that. But they're saying that their people are dirty and they have COVID-19 because they aren't taking 30 or 40 frickin' booster shots. And they deserve to be invaded and conquered someday. Yes. Tell the Chinese people this. Yet China is the most dirty and polluted country in the world. Do you know that? And most of you do not. They have terrible water. Air is polluted. Groundwater is polluted. They have more pollution in China than 100 or even 1,000 Americans. It's that bad. How they can even keep 1.2 billion people alive day to day is beyond me. They love killing dogs and pets over there. They'll eat anything that moves. Crickets, insects. They eat like vagabonds from Mongolia. Back in the day of Genghis Khan. He only conquered most of that part of Asia because people back then just weren't prepared. They had no clue. Now, if you lived two mountains over, you thought you were safe. Until the Mongol hordes come in. Old Genghis Khan, the fat bastard of China. Unbelievable. Well, next week is our Christmas special. We will have a show every Thursday going through the holidays. So after you've had a cup of cheer and a holiday dinner or two or three, friends and family, tune in to the Von Wiehend Show. We will be here. Make no mistake about it. Well, in L.A., you know, in the People's Republic of California, put it that way, Los Angeles, the City of Angels, they call it. Well, they're going to get their mansion tax. Ha, ha, ha. The uber rich in L.A., Roy's liberal Democrats, we all know that. But they hate it when the shoe's on the other foot and they have to pay up now. It was okay back in the day to sock it to the middle class, you know, those squares in flyover country. With their generous political donations to the Democratic Party for decades and decades. But now they will be raked over the coals of their own making. Love it. Love me that mansion tax, all those Hollywood pedophiles, degenerates, big liberal Democrats, big Pelosi supporters. Love it to the max. Make them pay up. Let L.A. then squander the money on more bogus liberal Democrat programs, Marxist policies that won't work, or the homeless, which is a bottomless pit. In L.A., they have a homeless epidemic in Los Angeles. Unreal. And we have not forgotten Ukraine on the show. We keep sending money over there. It's been reported now that the United States is sending Patriot missiles to the Ukraine. This is a major escalation of the allies of the West in the war. Now, many feel this is sedition, treason, making America weak, and Ukraine is nothing. Many feel that a money laundering operation, to be blunt. And on my show, we like being blunt. The less words you use sometimes, the better. It's corrupt, lawless. The Ukrainian regime is out there. They were known for corruption before the war. But Biden is putting everyone in jeopardy of World War III. You got globalist, satanic, predatory parasites everywhere making decisions about our very lives. They're sick and demonic to the core. Unbelievable. Russia, you can bitch and moan about them, America. They have shown, in my assessment, which is not prevailing sentiment, they have shown a lot of restraint, to be candid, of what they could do. So we will see what happens, but the predictions and the trajectories of the future, many feel, are dire indeed. On my show, we always hope the cooler heads prevail, that things will get much better, not worse. But at the same time, I am a realist. And these things tend to get a life of their own, put it that way. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. You have reached the Von Wien Show, the blitzkrieg of real radio. love that. Well, I said earlier this is like the radio church once a week, right? It is. But when you go in the church, whatever church you go to, I'm sure they're similar. They don't just start talking about the Bible or the good word of God, the homily. You go in the church, you'll see some stained glass, you'll hear some music. Music sets the tone of the radio show. Also, you need to get a break to get an adult beverage. Get your crash helmet on and strap in. And that's also good because it gives you a break from the drone of anyone's voice, including mine. I believe in breaks are very positive to people. But churches like that. You'll go in, you'll kneel, say a prayer, or meditate before the show, as I do. Think about the world, the country. Hear the homily. You'll hear the choir. You'll see the priest, the high priest, or your pastor, your reverend. More scripture, maybe a song or two. You might kneel. You might get up again. You might take a mental break. Stare off into space. Collect your thoughts. Hear some things you'd never heard before. And that's good. That's positive. Well, that's the purpose of a talk radio show. This is, on one hand, it's an echo chamber. On the other hand, we're broadcasting to the world. So we're trying to reach new people. But again, we're not trying to be the biggest show, as I told you. And that is my hidden weapon. That is the secret to the Von Wien Show. Most shows always will say, we're trying to get the biggest audience possible. Because then I can charge confiscatory advertising rates, and I can grow the show and be big. Nothing wrong with that. I respect that on one hand. The only problem with that is to get that big, your message will change. People will come into your life, and they'll tell those shows, you know, you're talking too edgy. You've got to bring it down a few notches. Because Grandma Jones in Nebraska is getting scared. Grandpa Wilson is getting scared out there in Kansas or Tennessee, wherever. Bring it down a few notches if you want these new market segments. And damn it, change that monologue. Stop talking about things that scare people. Be more like Fox News. For example, now I love the Fox News local edition here in Arizona, in Phoenix. It's a good show. Watch it every morning for news and updates. But the national Fox News is really watered down RNC points. There are a few people, a few commentators who are pretty good, pretty insightful, pretty edgy. For the most part, it's a rehash of the same thing over and over again, 24 hours a day. And CNN's far worse. So is MSNBC. So Fox is better than them in that category. But you got to watch it a lot of hours to get some choice news. I find that Fox in the morning is the best. Beyond that, it's all entertainment. Well, it's all entertainment, but it's completely entertainment after about 5 o'clock when they get into prime time. Four or 5 p.m. from then on, it's all about the entertainment and the ratings. Well, we've had this thing in this country called election fraud, right? And the Supreme Court refused to hear the cases of election fraud. And in my view, if you refuse to even hear the cases that are brought before you, you are just as responsible for what is happening to our country as the rest of the Washington, D.C. sewer rats, a.k.a. the swamp, which, by the way, was never drained by Trump or anybody else. They made a dent in it, but that was a few years ago. Well, now there's new information, supposedly, This is really bizarre. Came across my desk. I'm not sure if it's accurate, but I will mention it just for, shall we say, conjecture, for maybe a call or two. People are now saying that the Mandalay Bay shooting was supposedly a hoax using crisis actors. What say you, America? We will be taking your calls tonight. After the monologue, rest assured, the jury is still out on that in my book. I have friends and contacts in Vegas who are there, who tell me it went down, that it was real. But we will discuss that tonight. The crypto world is absolutely ridiculous. If you've been following it, we will get into that as well. Lots of stuff to talk about tonight. And did you know, in our Did You Know series or segment, that the Vatican in Rome allegedly has a time machine that they don't want you to know about, hidden deep in the Vatican archives, called the Chronovisor. Now, the more advanced type in their possession is called Looking Glass. I would love to see that equipment firsthand. And they say that the future is going to be amazing, supposedly. And they also state they went back in time and they have taken photographs of the crucifixion of Christ. Who knows? But very interesting nevertheless. Folks, so glad you're here tonight. We are going to have a great show. We've got a lot of people here tonight. We have a lot of good calls. And I can't wait to talk to all of you. Trust me. And now get this, America. Leaked audio of Elon Musk ranting about a subversive elite plot to spread transgender ideology has caused outrage online. In the rant, the tycoon, the world's richest man, said that if Marxist scum ever stole or kidnapped his son, then Musk would use his wealth to build an army and destroy their agenda. How about those apples? Well, honor and glory is what this nation used to be. And tonight, we salute you all for being here. You are all honorable in the eyes of the Vonnegut Weekend Show. Welcome to the greatest show on planet Earth. Oh, yes. Trump's big announcements. Well, he didn't mention his digital playing cards, which he unveiled. And he mentioned on True Social, which I went to, his new, you know, blog post and where he has his new page and all that. I saw Trump's speech. Saw the whole thing on Trump Social. He's also bringing up censorship. He wants to do this and that when he becomes president again. And I'm going, man, you were already president once. Your third try to be president. I tell every president, if I was their political advisor, you got one bite at the apple. Make it count. Make it good. Never think you got two full terms. I don't care how popular you think you are. Enemies are always in the shadows of D.C. They will take you down. Happened to Trump. He thought, oh, I've got this in the bag. I'm going to get a second term because I'm Donald Trump. I've got nothing to worry about. Well, you do. What do they tell every conquering hero from Roman times to antiquity? There'd be the Roman Caesar in the chariot proudly going into the new conquered city. It was always his trusted advisor telling him, whispering in his ear, that victory is fleeting. Enjoy it while it lasts. Victory is fleeting. It takes work. Rome wasn't built in a day. Brick by brick, they built it. Battle by battle, it was constantly being built. Constant war. Constant enemies. They lasted 1,000 years. So they kept things moving. Daily production. Daily training of their armies, their Roman legions. Wasn't things like that don't happen by accident. They happen by sheer will. Well, our show stands with the real country. We stand with the real military of our fathers and uncles and brothers in arms. We stand with real Americans who live in the towns and the cities and the farms and the ranches and the gridirons of America. But right now, it's Weimar America, the Weimar American Republic in 2022. Just amazing, isn't it? Well, with that, let's get to the gladiator in North Phoenix with his insight and call. Paul the Gladiator, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Pretty good, man. What's going on?
Ah, well, a lot happening. What's your take on Trump's announcement of trying to get rid of the deep state yet again, trying to quell the liberal censors all over the media? His new digital playing cards are pretty cool. I saw them on the internet. I want to get some, but they cost $99 a piece, man. That's a lot of cash. I'm not so sure I'll get one.
That, you know, look, the Trump Organization was already found to have tax evaded multiple years. They're going after his two sons, which eventually will turn to him for a financial retribution, you know, in New York State. But, you know, the way I see it is this. Like, he had a shot. Maybe he had a shot at the presidency again until that went down, because once you're found guilty in court of an organization that carries your name in business and your claim to fame is business and negotiating, well, somebody didn't cover somebody's backside on this one. He's not going to get another shot. He won't get the nomination. He may go for the nomination, but he'd be smart not to. He'd be smart to throw it all behind a winning candidate. Like, the guy who's getting all the flack from the Democratic Party right now, besides Trump, is DeSantis in Florida. He, you know, he just held a press conference, just lambasting Fauci, the whole pandemic control from Washington, D.C., the vaccinations, which aren't vaccinations because this is not polio or smallpox. It's the flu, everybody. Please tell your friends, neighbors, and family members that there is no vaccine for the flu and there's no vaccine for the cold. You only ever got a flu shot where they put the flu in your body. Next year, my mother, she's gone now, but she used to get the flu shot every year and get sick as a dog because they put the flu in her. I said, stop allowing them. Years ago, I would tell her, stop allowing them to put the flu in your body. Yeah, but if I get it by getting the flu shot, I'm like, okay, it was a flu shot. It wasn't a flu vaccine. COVID-19 is a flu, like COVID-1 was a flu, right? So anyways, DeSantis came out and said, look, Washington, you're a bunch of hypocritical assholes. I hate you. You hate me. So what? And then the funny thing is they went after DeSantis, but the person who put all the words against Fauci and the Democrats and Washington was a black Surgeon General of Florida standing right next to Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis gave him his job. So it's funny how they won't attack the black Florida Surgeon General for stating everything that the administration in Florida, Ron DeSantis, you know, administration, had to say, but they'll just attack DeSantis. So they just go after the top rung of the ladder all the time, the Democrats. They have no choice because they know DeSantis will verbally run circles around Biden or Harris or whoever else, you know, rears their ugly head for the nomination. You would have thought Trump would have done it, but Trump really didn't run words around Biden during those three debates. He just really did not. He was tongue-tied and twisted a little bit, but DeSantis won't be. You know, he's younger. He's more adept. I think he's a better orator. He's a much better orator than Trump was. I've seen most of his press conferences, and he's really, really good. To the point, I remember there were about 10 children when he was saying, you know, no to the vaccines for any child under 18, saying absolutely no vaccines in Florida for anybody under 18 years old. If you're 18 or over, you can make up your own mind. I'm going to tell you not to get it, but you're an adult. Anybody under 18, he refused to sign the law in Florida. And he had a bunch of kids from junior high and high school who were all massed against a wall. And he walked by and he said, everybody take off those stupid masks. They're not doing anything. And the kids were like looking right and left. And he goes, it's okay. Take them off. He goes, take them off. I'm not speaking until they're all off. And all the kids took them off and stood there against the wall. And he went to the podium and started speaking. So right then and there, I was like, you know what, Washington, they're going to hate this guy. Now he won't clean the swamp. The swamp is full of alligators. You're never going to get the alligators out of the swamp. And then it's full of snakes, and the alligators can't even get the snakes out of the swamp. So we're dealing with snakes and alligators. So there's no way to clear that out. Okay, you can get rid of the fish because you can fish kill the water. Right? Like you could put salt water into the fresh water and kill all the fish, right? But you can't kill the alligators and the snakes. That doesn't kill them. So he'll go to Washington. I'm really interested in who he might think to bring as his vice president. And, you know, he already owns Florida. I mean, you gotta pick somebody who strategically helps you with at least one or two states. Now, if I were him and I was running, I personally would pick Governor Abbott to be the first handy, able vice president of the United States of America. And he's the second strongest governor in the country who has literally never backed down to the Democrats in his state or in Washington. Because remember, when DeSantis and Abbott, they were the only two governors who were sending all those refugees up to New York and up to Martha's Vineyard. No other Republican governor had the guts to send the refugees north. I think Abbott sent them to Kamala Harris's compound. Remember? In Washington, the vice presidency house. And, of course, you know, DeSantis funded the flight from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, right?
Right.
So the Kennedy family could enjoy them. So that's what I would do. And because Abbott's never going to be president, he's getting up in years, but you could make the first handy able vice president. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could the Democrats crash down on DeSantis and Abbott for that one? That's what I want to know. Go ahead and stop the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, they'll think of something. They'll think of something. They always do, man.
Yeah, but attack the guy in the wheelchair? What, are you kidding me? All those middle independents.
They will
like,
do it.
What are you doing, guys? I'm going to vote for the Republicans because you're going after the handy able guy. Like, do you have no shame at all? You know? And I would take those two governors in Washington to help, because you know what Abbott would do? Abbott would take care of the wall, right? Because he would want to, pay back the people in Texas. So he'll take care of the wall from Texas to California. And DeSantis will handle everything else, and that would be the agenda.
I like it, but the Democrats they don't care. They have no scruples at whatsoever.
I'm telling you, they will
attack Abbott. They will impugn his handicap, his wheelchair. They'll make fun of it. It'll be on the national talk shows. I get what you're saying. You know, the normal part of America would be horrified at that, right? But the left, they don't care.
Yeah. But the Senate, I don't care about the left. They're going to do it, and I want them to do it because the center, those center undecided, those center independents would be the ones who would swing the election to the Republicans. And then how about Kyrsten Sinema coming out as independent and leaving the Democrat Party? Because she
voted with the Republicans
for all three of those major bills that the Democrats couldn't pass. Those heavy funding trillion-dollar bills. So, you know, it's an interesting thing because then Sanders and AOC and everybody came out and just bashed Kyrsten Sinema for leaving how dare you leave the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They called her a traitor, a Benedict Arnold, you name it, threw it out, slung it, sling it. Do what you got to do. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Keep pushing her, and she's going to say, you know what? I'm a Republican. Keep pushing her.
Right. I know. For her, it's a wise move, I think, because she is making it very obvious she wants to distance herself from the Pelosi regime, Schumer, the DNC, and creepy old Joe Biden. So that's a smoking smart move.
Yeah,
get away from the Democrat Party in independent Arizona. There's a lot of independents here. Great move for her. She's now insured her Senate victory next time around.
Yeah, well, remember, if she goes from independent to Republican, she's almost guaranteed to win the seat because a lot of Republicans would be like, yeah, she's a Republican. A lot of Democrats would be like, yeah, she was a Democrat. Independents would be like, you know, the senator would be like, yeah, well, you know, she's really like middle of the field. So she would garner votes from all three groups and lock it in. She would lock in another senator's term. So it would be the smartest move being from Arizona. But Trump's out. The New York conviction of Trump Corporation took him right out. It's done. He had his fun. He had his run. He, like you said, he's doing these trading cards online, $99 each, huh? So you think he'll sell a million of them and make $99 million? Probably.
No. You think so?
Yeah.
That's a lot of cars, man, a million. And then, you know, he might. He might. He's got 4.7 million followers on True Social right now.
All of the MAGA people bought $40 hats, $30 T-shirts, $10 bumper stickers. So if you get a trading card for $99, it's less than buying three, four, five MAGA pieces. And
right.
They already have all the MAGA, so they might as well buy a trading card. Yeah, I think
right.
He sells it once.
Exactly.
Once.
I mean, there's definitely a market for it. Trump will bring in a lot of cash, no doubt about it. He's a P.T. Barnum of politics, you know, and he's a salesman, kind of a New York huckster, right?
Yeah, he'll sell 1 million.
I get a kick out of him. He also needs the cash to pay for his legal fees that are through the roof, right?
Well,
all these inquiries, investigations.
It's not
he's
only the legal
fees. Fleet of attorneys, man.
But it's not only the legal fees. It's the New York State and the federal fines on the tax evasion. So, yeah, he'll sell
that's
a million
right.
of them, make 99, he'll make $99 million. He'll cover all the fees, and he'll go back to Mar-a-Lago and just go play golf and hopefully keep the other properties around the world where he's got the golf courses. And he'll look to build the hotels that he doesn't have any, you know, yet. Because, you know, remember, Trump Organization, you know, he had plans to build, I think it was like 17 hotels around the world on his golf courses. But then he
right.
went for president, you know, ran for president. All of that has been pushed in the back, you know, the backlog. Now, if you're
mm-hmm.
a former U.S. president and you had respect around the world, he's going to walk into these banks in China and the Middle East and Scotland, and he's going to get the loans to build. No matter what, because remember, the tax evasion is New York and Washington, D.C., and what do they give a shit if the U.S. government got their tax money? Because they'll just give them the loans to build hotels in their countries. So
that's
he'll
right.
come out okay. He'll step in shit, come
yeah.
out smiling like a rose, but he won't be president again. He lost that. With these lawsuits.
I agree. He squandered the goodwill that he had with the American people. He's dissed his base. He has destroyed his base. He said a lot of the dumb things the last year or two. Trump is his own worst enemy. And to me, he squandered any second chance to be president. It's gone.
Yeah. See,
gone like the
he,
wind.
See, I don't think – I think those are too harsh of a thought pattern. I don't think he destroyed his base. He's got his MAGA base. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to leave him. The challenge is he lost the standard conservatives. Remember, that Bible Belt, I mean, he tax evaded the state of New York and the government. So it's not like he destroyed his base. He's got his base. MAGA people won't
right.
leave him. That's
his base
gone.
Used to be bigger, is what I'm saying. He's destroyed a chunk of it in the sense that a lot of people who voted for Trump, in other words, in 2016, Paul, have told me that they're not voting for him ever again. Not because of January the 6th, because of a lot of other things combined.
But they're not going to have the opportunity to vote for him again, but that's irrelevant. But it's not that he destroyed his base. Hear me out.
Well, it's very relevant because he – he has his base. What I mean by destroy his base, I mean he has destroyed the base of millions more people that supported him verbally, emotionally, and at the ballot box in 2016.
No.
A lot of them are gone.
No, because remember, those were the –
you think he's stronger today than he was in 2016? Really?
No. But listen, I didn't say that. You're saying that. What I'm saying is
okay.
He didn't destroy his base. His base is never going to leave him. The question is, will his base transfer into a candidate like Ron DeSantis? Because remember, like there are fringe things that DeSantis has done. Like, he did not go with the Bible Belt saying absolutely no abortion. So that Christian base that are like, you know, 15 weeks, Ron, that's not good enough. Where, you know, Trump was like, no abortion. So, you know, there are these fringe things that, remember, a lot of the MAGA people are really strong on, will they follow the next candidate so strongly? Because nobody's going to, it's irrelevant if somebody would have voted for Trump, because he's not going to win with the nomination with everything that's gone on in the last 6 months.
Right.
From the FBI, in Mar-a-Lago, from him saying, yes, I had these documents, number one. But number two, all the convictions on the tax evasion. So he can't run for president.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in charge of the IRS if you did not pay the IRS, right? So it's,
yeah,
it's,
and just to let you know and the audience, so we wish Trump well on my show, and what you're saying is accurate in the sense that, yeah, Trump's not going to be the nominee. I mean, his day in the sun is gone.
Right.
You know?
So whether he comes out and backs a guy like DeSantis or a ticket like DeSantis Abbott, but he was good. He was very friendly with Governor Abbott. Trump was. So he might be on board if the DeSantis chooses a guy like Abbott, who Trump was friendly with. I think Trump and his people realize now after these lawsuits in New York that have gone tax, you know, evaded now, I think he's going to back down on running for president. Mm-hmm. I think he'll step aside and, you know, wait to see how the peach tree shakes out. And if it is DeSantis, remember, he lives in Mar-a-Lago. So I think he would end up backing DeSantis no matter what. He's a Florida resident. He can be safe harbored there by DeSantis if he says, look, MAGA, get behind DeSantis. And he can win a lot of grace there with Washington when DeSantis gets in. So I can see that happening. Because remember, once DeSantis gets in, all the Democrats will be kicked out of the Department of Justice, the FBI, like all the leaders are gone, right? So you put your people in.
Right.
So now you get good graces. DeSantis can pardon Trump from everything under the sun for eternity. The family is pardoned. And then, you know, hopefully.
Now that's the money move. That's the money move right there, right? If Trump were smart, he'd back DeSantis, get him up there, and then get a full pardon from DeSantis. That's the money move for Trump going forward.
Correct.
Not Trump being president, but Trump getting a pardon.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. He needs exoneration, you know?
And if his two sons, are as smart as I think they are, I think they can sit him down and be like, look, we all need to get the pardon. So push this ego aside, Daddy. Because you're not running the corporation anymore. It's Junior and Eric are running the corporation. And if you want any hope, of your other son, Baron, eventually running this organization, you better do this. That's the move.
Yeah.
That's the Corleone family move right there.
Yes,
okay?
That's the money move. Corleone family rules. Love that. Paul, great call, man. Appreciate it. Good one.
I'll see you Saturday.
We'll talk some more.
All right, man. Gotcha.
Absolutely. The Gladiator from North Valley. Let's get right to American Scotch in Wyoming. Ranch country, flyover country, my kind of country. American Scotch, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Hey. Good evening, Vaughn. Yeah, listen, I'm sorry I was blowing up gas so much the last 48 hours, but I was trying
I love
to
it.
So much.
Good stuff.
I got a lot to say. I love Gladiator. He's a good dude, but I'm going to go completely opposite. We're going to take the opposite. There's no way that anybody is going to compete or beat Donald Trump in 24. And furthermore, he is still the president. I'm going to say some things here, and I'm going to post some things on Gab so that the listeners can follow along. Make no mistake about it,
Donald Trump is the president of the United States right now, currently. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Biden doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the clearance. He doesn't have the ability to FedEx Charmin to Zelensky in Ukraine, let alone Federal Reserve notes. The guy has got no power. He's got nothing, okay? And I'm going to prove it. I'm going to put up pictures to show everybody what's going on in D.C. First and foremost, and I know you're a college football fan just like I am. What was the last game that we just had this past Saturday that's usually closing out the college football season every year? What's the last college game that plays before the bowl games kick off?
Tell the audience.
Army-Navy game. The Army-Navy game is the last college game of the season, and it's right before the Heisman Trophy is presented. It's like an atomic clock. You can count on it. The winner of that game gets the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, okay? This goes back eons. This is going back for decades before World War II, way back, way back, way before Johnny Unitas. We're talking guys with leather helmets, okay? Guess who has not attended the Army-Navy game for 2 years in a row? Smokey Joe, Stupid Joe, I'm not a president, Joe Biden. That's the first time in history that the U.S. president has never attended the Army-Navy game to present the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. Now, I've sent that to how many of my friends and buddies on Telegram and Gab, and all of them were vets, and I tried to explain this one for me. They can't do it. They can't do it. Joe Biden is not president of this country. And I've put up pictures. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to say it over and over again. We've got fencing that has gone along around the Capitol, around the White House, around all sorts of buildings. It's keeping people inside. It's not keeping people from jumping over the fence to get into those government mausoleums made of marble and granite. Nobody's jumping the fence to get in. They're keeping people in. Vaughn, they are pulling off tribunals right now. I know there's a lot of people that say they don't believe it. That's fine. Don't believe it. 95% of Congress is already tribunaled, and a good chunk of that's already been executed. They're dead. They're gone. They're long gone. And this guy, Biden, is just making an utter fool of himself. I mean, my God, look at the Department of Energy, this transgender, you know, fetal alcohol syndrome-looking retarded bald village idiot that was the head of the Department of Energy. I mean, come on, man. Come on, people. Come on now. Do you really believe a cross-dressing fag in high heels with makeup and fake eyelashes is running our Department of Energy? I mean, I know it's amusing, and I know it can scare people, but that's all it's designed to do. It's designed to scare Americans out of their coma from eating all of their GMO fast food, their fluoridated water. Guys, Trump didn't go anywhere. Joe Biden didn't have a 21-gun salute on the day of his inauguration. He had a three-cannon funeral sound off. A three-cannon funeral sound off. Like I said, I tell all the listeners, I'm going to try to prove it to you guys. When you get on Telegram, you got to follow Rattle Trap 1776. You know, you're on Telegram, I believe, but this guy, Derek Johnson's his name, Rattle Trap 1776. Comes up with all the military law that's going on right now. The National Guard was federalized for the first time in history right now. It happened in March of 2020, 6 months before the 2020 election. Trump federalized the National Guard. That means that the National Guard typically does not travel outside of their respective states. And you've got planes that are Arizona National Guard or Wyoming National Guard flying to other states. They're flying out of the country. That's unheard of. They're not allowed to leave the United States unless the Commander-in-Chief, Donald John Trump, federalized them. That is a fact. You ask any National Guardsman any of these questions, they're not going to be able to dispute it because this guy is quoting military, you know, rank-and-file law. The way it goes, it's protocol. You know, you're not allowed to wear optional uniforms. Biden's guys that are guarding him, the other day he got out of a friggin' helicopter. They were wearing like dirty coverall, CB work coveralls. There weren't even flight suits, Mon. The guys are supposed to be in straight-up
Yeah, I see some weird decor and fashion on Biden's so-called handlers, military, and some have been photographed with upside-down flags on their shoulder patches.
Exactly.
Strange stuff.
Exactly. And anybody
Bizarre.
In the military knows if you've got a scuff on your boot or your shoe and you're in the presidential detail, you're not only going to be running laps, you're going to be cleaning latrines for how many years? You're not allowed any discrepancy. There's no individuality. Like, I'm going to wear a camo hat today because I feel like I've got my colors going today. You don't get that kind of individuality. The military is the military, and if you don't like it, you're going to be thrown in the brig or you're going to be, you know, dishonorably discharged. These guys that are in detail of Biden, just pay attention and look at them. I'm talking to the listeners. I'm not talking to you because I know you notice this. But there's a lot of listeners out there. They're looking at all this news, and I'm telling you right now, I don't believe any of this news. I don't believe anything about Ukraine. I believe nothing about the border. Everyone said that they stopped building the wall. I just saw a clip today. They're still building the wall. They never stopped building the wall. Never. They never just abandoned the wall. Now, they did let some areas stay opened up on purpose. And we're talking like the Samsung Smart Dust. We're talking all of the apparel that these illegal immigrants who are walking across Mexico – okay, I know it's colder this time of year, but you go 300 miles south of you, it's not cold. These kids are wearing brand new parkas. Look at them all.
Right.
They're wearing brand new North Face parkas. All of them have a brand new parka. They've all got a cell phone in their hand, too. Guess what? That cell phone that they're carrying is tracking their ass. All the apparel that they've been given has been coated with smart dust. That's tracking their ass. There could have been something that they ate or ingested that's been implanted in them where they've got an RFID chip under their skin. The military knows where every single one of these people are going seven which ways from Sunday. This is a massive – this operation, Vaughn, is so huge. And I wouldn't be saying this if I didn't have photographs and guys that are detailing this to explain. But it's just – it's beyond me. That people can't see.
Wow.
I mean, D.C. alone, it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, rush hour. There's no rush. There's nothing. Nobody's around.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a fence around the Hoover building. They've got a fence around the FBI Hoover building, around the CIA. They got a fence around the Federal Reserve. I mean, what is going on? And don't
Gosh.
Tell me COVID. COVID doesn't exist, people. Virus.
Oh, they blame COVID
exist.
For everything. COVID is the reason why we exist, right?
COVID
almost
is
bad.
A cover for the military
Jeez.
That's going on right now. This is an operation. It's a two-edged sword, okay? The deep state
mm-hmm.
came after us with last, you know, bioweapon made out of Wuhan, China, and it's taken a lot of people out, and it wasn't the virus. It was the vaccine. The vaccine is what's killed people. It's a bioweapon. Got nothing to do with making
right.
you healthy.
That's
it's got
right.
to do with killing a virus. The
Made
virus
in China.
Has never
with
been
American help, yet. Probably.
And it's never been isolated by any doctor anywhere on earth. Never. Not once. It can't be. You would talk to any MD or RN with their head in the sky, that's, you know, arrogant, with their nose in the air, looking down on all of us because they don't have a white coat and we don't have a stethoscope around our necks. These a-holes cannot answer anything. If you say, hey, look, who's isolated this virus? They're going to look at you dumb as shit. They don't know anything. It's never been isolated. Viruses are a hoax. Vaccines were the business created by the hoax of the viruses themselves. If you ever study viruses, and the only reason I know this is I did a lot of pre-med in college. I studied all this stuff in science. Bacteria, they're a living thing. Fungi, they're a living thing. Viruses, oh, unfortunately, that's not a living thing, but they replicate in your body. They absolutely misdiagnosed this from jump. Years and years ago, Pasteur and some of these old scientists, they said, well, we see all these things all around this dead tissue. So they thought that these things that they were seeing were causing the dead tissue. The things they were seeing is cellular debris that happens naturally. It's like the body is sloughing itself off of what's happening. The entire COVID thing is such a complete psyop scam. It's mind-blowing to me. It's as bad as the O.J. Simpson trial. My God, that whole thing was completely BS. We have been living in such a matrix. Americans are going to be sick to their stomach. They're going to be furious. They've lost loved ones and family members to this whole lie by Fauci, who also caused the AIDS epidemic, mind you. That was also a nice little kill-off. There was no such thing as the AIDS virus. That whole thing was patented. That was shot into people. That was shot into people, and it killed off, I mean, millions. This guy has killed more people. It's going to make Joseph Stalin look like Mother Teresa. I mean,
right, exactly.
It's blowing my mind. There's so much going
like a Boy
on
Scout.
Right now, but I'm telling you right now, this thing with the cards today with Trump, I'm gonna send more up on Gab.
What's your take on that, American Scotch? This I got to hear, right.
Well, honestly, I think it's just a whole shitload of coding. There's a whole lot of military comms in this thing. Is he selling a $99 set of cards? Sure he is. Are people going to buy them? Absolutely. But I'll tell you something. If this ends up going the way it looks like it's going and this guy comes back and, you know, rescues this country and sends us into a place that we've never seen before by destroying, killing off all the Congress people, destroying the Rothschilds, destroying and crushing the Davos banking group, I'm going to tell you something. That $99 set of cards, you're telling me that if your baseball cards of Hank Aaron aren't worth something after 50 years, that those cards for 99 bucks aren't going to go up a little bit in value? You're damn right they are. You're damn right they are. I'm not saying to go out and buy them. I'm not going to go buy them, but I can appreciate what he's doing. They're going to go up in value. But what he's sending out in this ad is telling us that they're all, if you notice the last sentence of the advertisement, they're all going to be gone soon. Hurry. He's not talking about those cards. He's talking about the criminals that we're going after.
Right. God.
This is a currency shakeup. This is the biggest banking revolution in the history of the world right now. And you're living, everyone's living through it, and everyone's worried about their mortgage. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be the most spectacular next 24 months. It's going to be something. It's going to be something.
God. I love it. American Scotch,
well,
man. Good stuff. You know what? For $99, America, you too can buy a Trump card and save America.
Well, for $99,
you know?
For $99, you're
for $99.99. God.
Yeah, for $99,
that is the best.
Of the greatest president that this country has ever seen. And you know what? I know there's a lot of listeners that can't stand him. There's a lot of people that don't trust Trump. They don't believe him anymore. But I'm telling you right now, this guy has been working nonstop to destroy people that murder kids, that have kept every one of you in debt, that have kept every one of you paying from the womb to the tomb for energy we should never be paying for. Energy is free, Vaughn. One cubic centimeter of air sitting in front of you in your radio studio has enough energy to power your house for over a year. Etheric energy.
Hell yeah.
It's there. Every time you look at these spires of these old temples in Bangkok or Cambodia or even Europe Gothic, these huge spires, guys, they're gathering energy. That's all they've been doing. And we're paying PG&E and Gulf Power or Montana Dakota Electric. I mean, these goddamn criminals, I'm telling you, man. What is coming down the pipe?
Oh, they're out there.
Like
they're,
it is.
This is fantastic.
Is.
I mean, so the intel is that the Trump playing cards was kind of a ruse, but it's Trump's new version of Operation Warp Speed, not with the vaccine,
absolutely,
but with the military underpinnings of what you're talking about. I think this is code,
absolutely,
military intel code, to the operation that's ongoing right now in America, pretty much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what?
Wow.
People think it's crazy. They make fun of me all the time. They're like, Scott, shut up. You're crazy. You're stupid. It's like, guys, how can you list off all of these evidences of military activity to pass it off? The only president that ever had the military come up behind him during his inauguration speech was Donald John Trump, January 20th, 2017. No other president ever had the United States military come up behind him in full dress while he was speaking to the public and then they walked away. And if you watch, I tell everybody, watch the inauguration right now on YouTube. When this show ends, watch it again. I'll prove me wrong. I asked everybody. I'll show you evidence. You can't find one other president that ever did that. Reagan didn't have it. Carter didn't have it. Nixon and Ford didn't have it. JFK didn't have it. LBJ didn't have it. Eisenhower, Truman, keep going back. We've had TV for a long time, ever since Truman. Ever since FDR, probably.
Right,
find it
right.
The military came up behind Trump, and look at the faces of Obama and Hillary, and Michelle's face alone is worth a price, a ticket to Borneo. It's amazing. Their faces, they're shitting their pants, Vaughn. I mean, George W. Bush is looking up at the military behind Trump thinking, oh, shit, they got us.
Yeah, I saw their faces. Now, do you believe that Biden has a double in the Oval Office? Do you believe that Obama and Michelle, of course, are still alive, as well as the Clintons?
Well, they're all gone. I don't think any of them are alive. We have been seeing so much CGI, and I tell people again, they think I'm nuts. That's fine. I get it.
Big Hollywood show.
The last time we saw Lord of the Rings, remember when they went to Helm's Deep? You know, the Lord of the Rings, 99% of those screen guys, they were not on location in the middle of the outdoors in every single scene. Granted, some of them they were. Some of them they had the sets built, and most of them are on CGI screen. And if you watch the trilogy of The Lord of the Rings, is a prime example, because so much of it's CGI. So much of any of these science fiction movies are. You'd think that you're on another planet. You'd think that you're on location in outside Reykjavik, Iceland, or outside someplace in the fjords of Norway. No. This is on computer screen, people. This is on computer screen. Look at all the Marvel Comics movies. Do you really think those are actual filming locations? It's on computer screens. These people are dead. If you look at Obama and his wife, Michelle, Big Mike, it's a man. Okay, guys, if you didn't know he was a man, you got another thing coming. Both of those people, they're completely different than the people you saw during Trump's inauguration 8 years later. Michelle Obama in Chicago that night in 2008, a completely different looking bitch than the so-called woman in 2016-17 when Trump took office. It's a completely different girl. The skin's different.
Well,
she's
say,
darker.
Man, that the video that you posted of Obama, that almost, was that real, him at Gitmo? It looked like it could have been a Hollywood production or a CGI. It was so well done. But it was eerie to look at, creepy to look at.
Well, it is. And, well, once you start hearing what I'm saying and looking for it, it's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you see these people's interviews and you see the bookcase, look at the backdrop. Okay, let's just take a look at this. I know this is a long call. I apologize. But when you are dealing with these people, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, the Cheneys, these are multimillionaires. We all agree with that, okay? These people are worth north of $50 million on the low end. On the low end. The Bush family is billionaires for sure. They've been laundering money since before Adolf Hitler took power. I mean, these people have been in laundering money at our expense, on our dime, okay? They all have this IKEA crappy-ass particle board, white bookshelf garbage behind them every single interview. Every single interview, they've got this CG bookcase. Okay? And last time I checked, you're in media. We have 4K filming capability now, or 8K, whatever it is now. It's 4K is like 2 years ago. We have uber high definition. Every interview you see on MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, doesn't matter, with so-called politicians, it's grainy as hell. It's like it's done with a flip phone that we used to carry around from Singular Wireless in 2004.
I know.
It doesn't even make sense. Why is the footage so grainy? Where are all these people? You know, when Trump got raided in Mar-a-Lago in August, that was a prime time event for Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow and Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, all of the big talking heads from CNN to have a roundtable extravaganza with Hillary and the Bushes and the Clintons, and you didn't see them say a thing. Mm-hmm. Now you're telling me that the antagonists of the Trump to that level wouldn't get together and be dancing on his grave? Come on now.
Right.
And nobody said a word. We just went right past it. Everyone was worried about Trump and his welfare. That was staged. Guys, that was staged. The evidence that he planted that they took out of there, they have to admit it into court. And we've talked about the arrest. Once he's arrested, and if that does happen next week, which I'm thinking it looks like it will, it's open season for any president beforehand to inject and to introduce all evidence against any and all presidents before him. And I guarantee you it's going to be squeaky clean. They're not going to find a damn thing on Trump, but they're going to find all sorts on Obama, aren't they? And they're going to find a whole bunch
right.
of Clintons and their involvement with Waco and their involvement with Oklahoma City and their involvement with all of these. I mean, there's so many things. Oh, my God. The, everything with George H.W. Bush is going to come out. It's going to be a clean bar the door year. Your radio program is probably going to triple in membership, if not quadruple. That's my prediction by July
right.
4th. I'm telling you right now, watch. Because they're going to come to guys like you. Because you're not going to get it from the television.
Incredible.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep posting all night. So I'm going to link you, and a lot of your listeners are probably wanting
good,
to get on the phone and tell me to shut up and I'm crazy. And that's fine. Tell me I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you guys, you got to follow this kid, Derek Johnson. Just give me a week. Listen to him. Read what he's got to say. And you're going to say, oh, shit. You're right. Biden
okay.
is no more real than Mickey Mouse. Yep. Try it.
American Scotch, folks, from Wyoming. Great, great call. One of your best political rants ever. And I want to – look, I follow you, as you well know. And you've got some fantastic information that you put out there. Very interesting, at the least. People, it's definitely check it out. American Scotch, thanks so much for calling the show. Appreciate
you,
man.
Brother.
Have a great night.
We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
You too.
You know it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. A lot of intel there, a lot of information, great stuff. Folks, we are far from done. Keep your crash helmets on. Stay strapped in. School is in session. Back to school it is on the Von Wien Show.
So why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnam invasion to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there. I know a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict where we failed to achieve anything? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the Great Wall of China and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come, Thomas? Why? Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
Gotta love Rodney Dangerfield. I'd say that. And don't forget, next week is our Christmas special prior to a wonderful holiday season for all. But right now, it's a little bit of a, well, from Wolf Studios, Jack Nicholson.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Wehun Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions. And he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
And there's also Conan the Barbarian loves the Von Wiehunt show.
This is Arnold, and I'm saying I've played the Barbarian before. Here's the real one playing on the radio right now. He's playing for you, playing for everybody who's listening, not only in the United States of America, but around countries all over the world. I like to do it after eating something, grab me some food, and then I sit down and I listen to what's going on. And I say, yes, get him, Barbarian, get him. Let them know. You tune in to the Barbarian, Von Wiehunt. It's on right now. He's on all over the world.
That's right, 27 countries and counting, and many new arrivals. Those dots. Well, the shining points of light all over the world listening in. They know this show will give the Europeans and the Asians and those all over the world what the intel that they need. They want to hear what real Americans think. That's why they tune into the Von Wiehunt show. And they don't want to hear the dribble, the drip, drip, drip of our mainstream media. Our military bases around the world, I hear, love the Von Wiehunt show, and they fight over the radio to listen. They want this show to dominate. Many have said, we wish your show was being broadcast all over the base's PA system. That would be awesome. One day, that should be law of the land.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Right. I tell you, it's a jungle up there. Abbott of Texas, the governor, is very anti-Gab. He said it was too anti-Semitic for Texas. It is true. You know, and Kyrsten Sinema, we spoke about earlier, being the independent. We all know the independents vote about, you know, at least 90% of the time with the Democratic Party. So, but in her world, it's a smart move. She's still a Democrat in my book. No one snowed me or pulled the wool over, you know, pulled the veil off. We know what she is. But I will say, she's a very innovative Democrat. She's playing D.C. like a fiddle from hell. And back home in Arizona, she's quite popular, actually. I give credit where credit is due. She hasn't made any dumb moves. Though she is the female lesbian senator from Arizona. Allegedly, of course. God, just can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. Great calls, as always. Let's get to our Irish pirate, our tech wizard, somewhere in Phoenix at an undisclosed secret location. Here, pirates.
Indeed.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I love being here. I'm doing pretty good, working a whole lot of overtime. It didn't stop, but I'm on top of it.
Good.
Starting to receive the
make that money.
Make that money,
yes.
And then turn it over into something real. I absolutely
right.
love American Scotch's takes. The only thing I disagreed with on him were
too.
The predictions. I agreed with the facts, and I disagreed with the predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a whole lot of phony going on out there. And, yeah, the Commander-in-Chief is definitely supposed to be at the Army-Navy game. I'm ex-Navy myself. And so, yeah, how come we don't have some representation there? At least somebody needs to show up. We'll take Chucky, maybe.
Right.
You know, that thing that speaks for Biden. She can go in there and try to figure out if there's a football game going on. But, anyway,
right.
So, by the way, the Army-Navy game is really ugly, but at least it had a lot of drama in the fourth quarter.
Somebody had to put it together, an army did. So anyway, where are we
going? Big robbery there. Oh, yeah.
Well, if the predictions are wrong, it's because of this. Number one, which is going to happen first, the dollar imploding or the truth coming out? I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer. Which is going to happen first, the popularity of Donald Trump or them coming up with something to make sure that he doesn't have any access to the American people? I mean, clearly, if he gets too much of a foothold, they'll have to go all in to stop it. And that's when you catch him. That should be the thing that says, okay, now, for example, they just stole a couple of elections prima facie, right? I mean, it's one thing when you're kind of doing it behind the scenes and you're letting NBC make the projections and everybody follows them. Oh, wait, that was 1970. I mean, give me a break. Obviously, it's gotten more sophisticated as they've very nearly gotten caught. So what we're missing is what should have happened when they cheated. I mean, I don't want to hear any more of what's going on usually with the conservative talk in town where they're saying, somebody needs to be more popular because he didn't carry. It's like, you got to be kidding me. We're finding, five digits, six digits worth of votes that didn't count for Carrie Lake. And at least she's putting up a fight, which is, and that's what has to happen. And it doesn't matter if she fails or not. She has to put up a fight. Unfortunately, I don't think it's a very strong. In other words, when you come from television news and suddenly end up in a position, I'm going to have to fight off, the whole rigged swamp creatures that, for example, Kate Hobbs being in Ducey's office the day before she announced herself to be the winner. I mean, stuff like
that. Pretty obvious there, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we need to deal with the more obvious. I mean, like I said, American Scotch was straight on with all the facts. I mean, there's body doubles out there. There's,
that was a great call.
What's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, the only thing I don't believe is if your enemy is doubling down because they know they're caught, you don't have much time. They are really pulling out the stops now. And they're faking it as fast as they can. As we talked about before, when you are a captured subject, I think is the best word for that, you're going to be routinely tortured just to check and see if you're with the program or not. I mean, even if you're chained up in somebody's basement, they're going to come down and torture you just to check and see if you're still interested in playing slave.
Right.
Because sooner or later, they're going to figure out, the moment you think, I'm following, that means you've already got one hand out. And you're just getting ready to leave and end the party. And that's where we should be at, right there. We should have our one hand out of one handcuff, trying to get it out of the other handcuff. And I don't see it. Everybody's expecting someone to come along and save them, which luckily, people like Scotch come in and wake you up. But the reality is... I'm seeing it from a different point of view, and I lived in Wyoming long enough to appreciate, you got to be someplace remote enough that you don't have to duck and cover just trying to get a loaf of bread these days.
Right. And American Scotch has got a great Gab page, a very interesting intel. I mean, the stuff he gets and the leaks are you don't see it anywhere else, man. I mean, really and truly, it's very interesting stuff from his multitude of sources. And I love reading his page. Very interesting. I repost a lot of it, and as I should, because there's a lot of information that needs to get out there. I always say the people will ultimately decide. And in the meantime, we have the Von Wien Show as a platform to put forth these propositions and these calls. The real information from America that's coming out.
Yeah, and when you say the people will ultimately decide, doesn't mean we have one choice or another. I think we will choose where we want to go. And unfortunately, that's still going to divide us in many different directions. Yeah. But it won't be a majority anywhere. And I think there will, like you're talking about, there will be pockets, there will be some balkanization, that type of thing. But that also means there can't be a system to cover all of that. And people want to be dependent on a system. It's like, wow, if, for example, there is no dollar, And some people go digital, and some people go strictly gold and silver, and some people stick with some old system that kind of looks like the old one. I mean, first of all, there is no one government to trust in that environment. There can't be. They're only going to be behind
right.
one of those systems, and they're going to try to shut the rest of them down wherever they go. And I think we know where they're going. But it doesn't matter. I'm with the people. I couldn't care less what a fake government with, you know, fake individuals and having fake constituents and running fake elections is going to do in the future. I really couldn't care less. But what I do care about are the people that are subject to people pretending that there's viruses, pretending that there's an election, pretending that someone has authority when they couldn't even read the Constitution. Hey, dude, it only takes an hour. You know, I mean, come on.
Right.
What kind of a commitment do you have to your job or your mm-hmm. citizenship or whatever? And so at least the people that speak out here, regardless of if I agree with them or not, at least have done, say, 1 hour's worth of homework that they could have spent reading the Constitution or doing whatever they think is important. And everybody else that doesn't, if you're just going out getting a lunch pail and grabbing a beer and watching the latest, I don't know, The View or something on podcast, I mean, you
God forbid,
you
The View.
yeah, you get what you deserve at that point. And that's
right,
the problem
you
I have now. Because people can see that I'm thinking differently and that type of thing. And it's really hard because I don't have the ability to just run off with the entirety of the Von Wehunt show somewhere. I mean, we don't have that luxury. And so we have to impress not only each other with enough logic and facts and, you know, enough to be able to keep us going. I personally am the one that says I will do everything I can spiritually to support this show and be able to, you know, quote what the Bible says and where, you know, where those derivatives came from. And that's what I'm interested in. And I'm going to have to once in a while because things do get carried away. Sometimes people get worried about the war. And the answer is there will always be, like it says in Revelation, wars and rumors of wars. And I think the rumors of wars are worse than
right.
the wars. I mean, it'd be nice if we could just go out there and clean up shop. We know,
yeah.
for example, the left can't
yeah.
fight. That's been a big thing this week. They've been putting it out over and over again, actually, in several
mm-hmm.
areas. And it's getting re-repeated everywhere. But it doesn't matter. I mean, just because 80% of the so-called Americans that are out there that would be doing the fighting if we were physically invaded, hey, that's not what was, you know, it was less than that during the American Revolution. And I don't know
that's
what
right.
the actual percentages was of the people that fought in the Civil War, you know, actually did the fighting. And maybe some of the people
mm-hmm.
who did the support for the fighting, which would include the women. I don't know
mm-hmm.
what those percentages are, but I can promise you, if they're saying 80% of the people can't fight, I still think that's above what was in the Civil War, that the 20%.
Oh, the women used to travel with their armies and their men. Many of the women
yeah.
Were the auxiliary units, you know, that cooked and cleaned. They helped out as they could, and they followed the armies at first until they realized this is a bogged-down war, and they had stalemate after stalemate. In fact, the South was kicking the ass of the North first couple of years of the war. And what the South, they just did not have the industry to keep up. They had a brilliant general, Robert E. Lee, brilliant. And that's an amazing war to still study of what could happen and what can happen. I always say that, you know, war is the breakdown of diplomacy on both sides. And but it's just, you know, that was the bloodiest war, as you know, Irish, in American history. About 1 million dead
right.
and about 600,000 wounded. And everybody knew somebody that was a family member who was in the war. Everybody. Amazing.
And so now it's going to be two or five, you know, a much larger number. And
mm-hmm.
just to get off that subject, I will say I honor Francis Marion is one of my favorites. I, when I play chess, things like that, I imagine myself thinking like he did, find a resource and just use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they called him the Swamp Fox, because he was really good when everything else was tough. Right. The harder it was
right.
for both him and his opponent, he saw that as an advantage. And I think America's going that way. It's going to be harder to do everything. So the advantage is with the person who doesn't care. I still have my place, my
right.
gun, my woman, my, yeah, my values. And so I should win ultimately because I am who I say I am.
And just like we learned from that, the guy that was traded for Brittany Griner, I mean, he said some of the most patriotic. He actually loves America. He was
the merchant
here
of
for
death. Yes.
Yeah. He learned to appreciate the people that are here because he said that these people don't understand how good they've got it, basically, and that if you least are in concert between mind and heart, you know, in action as well as what you believe, then the problem your opponent has is you're all in. I mean, spiritually, you'll just come up with something if you have to. And that's the advantage we still have. If you believe in anything, you'll be able to defend it. And right now, too many people don't believe in anything. And what I see, you know, the chaos and the ridiculousness and everything else like that, what we laugh at every other week, that's intended to make it so you can't believe in what you believe. And we see that past Gen Z, right? That they, matter of fact, one of the latest things is the what was that? Got that weirdo in Russia that actually got on social media sites and was talking people through a 50-item list of do this, then do this, then do this. Starts out with, do you want to play a game? And then the people that he was hooking the most were teenage girls between 12 and 17. And at the end of it, number 50 was then you just jump off a ledge and commit suicide. And they found out dude was from Russia, or at least this is what they're putting out, and that he thinks people are trash. And so it's pretty obvious we're getting people to play a game where they abuse themselves, which is what happens later on. And so we're seeing more and more, for example, the MAID program in Canada, where people are literally being offered to be killed by their government. And amazingly enough, they've talked about 7,000 people to do it. I don't know if that would work here. I mean, they're certainly not going to be interested in doing that to the people that are giving money to them. Do you have any money? Oh, then go kill yourself. So the weird part is, they can't go to the point of biting the hand that feeds them. So they have to continue being ridiculous to make it so that nobody in their right mind would believe, rather than looking for very specific, then turning around and blaming specifically their political opposition, thing that goes wrong. It's the only hope they've got, and it's not working. And even today, I was in a grocery store, and some guy had to be able to finish his job. He's trying to move a product that nobody wants. I felt sorry for him. He said, look, if you'll take a couple of these things that I'm selling, you don't have to buy them, just hold them up and say, hey, I looked at your product. That way I get paid. I said, cool, as I held the product right next to my T-shirt that says the media is the virus. Go ahead and take that picture, sir.
Right.
So I got off. It's like, yeah, who's advertising for whom now? And you're getting paid for this, too. This is great. Mm-hmm. Go shock your boss. So I'm doing everything I can. I'm reaching children, although Chess just ended. But, I mean, it was really great. It was an emotional ending. Got all the contracts completed and everything. I was so happy. And so this is the time I'm supposed to relax, except for, work at overtime instead. And so is Cacao Kelly.
But,
I mean, we're just crunching it.
But Irish, wants to know is, are you going to go spend $99 for a Trump playing card to show your support?
Still out on that. Show me the value. Yeah, everything that was talked about it so far is a guess on value. Yeah, I don't see it just yet. Hey, if it becomes a hot
trust item, the plan, Irish. Trust the plan.
Well, I'll be honest. When Alex Jones put out those silver medallions or whatever that were worth probably one quarter of what they actually were, but at least they were one-of-a-kind items, I bought those. I bought the series.
Sure.
And I can because I think they are going to be worth something because of the values that are being proposed by InfoWars. I mean, it's an underground thing. They should have been buried years ago. And now here they are saying, we still believe. And it's like, okay. I still believe. I still believe in what you're trying
to do. So will the Trump playing cards be like the Pokemon cards, that they used to trade that went up in value? Those are really worth a lot of money, though. If you've seen the show Pawn Stars, people bring them in all the time, and they make – I cannot believe some go for thousands of dollars for a little laminated card. Folks, if you have those, cash in. Sell them.
Von Lehunt, you're talking to a game inventor. I am a game inventor. I've published right. things. I've been sent games by people who invent them. Stealth chess out there. That guy, I don't even know his name. He sent me two of those right out of his garage before they went on sale in grocery stores. I liked the game. I gave him a very honest review. But the more important thing is Pokemon, if you remember, was invented by Wizards of the Coast. And that was intended to be the response when they put out the regular Magic, the Gathering. They're expecting that to be 8-year-olds that would get into it. Who got into it? Post-college graduates. In other words, America was so dumbed down, they had to come up with a dumber version of the same game, basically.
Right.
So they made something that was cuter for kids. And they were expecting four-year-olds to play that. They were expecting four-year-olds to play that, and they were getting high school kids to do it. And so they're just absolutely flabbergasted that they couldn't pinpoint and target their audience for this game. And so when you say it's going to be worth a lot in the future, only if America is that stupid. I mean, they wouldn't be doing it to play the game for sure.
Now, Iris, here's my proposition, what I'm thinking about doing. Now, I'm going to let you all out on a little secret. The Von Wiegand Show may buy one of those cards for 99 simoleons, right? I might put it on eBay, and I will take bids and see how much that card will go up in value. If it goes really high, I will say, as Caesar would, Trump has a shot, a remote shot, at the presidency. If it falls flat, he is done for. What do you think about that?
I think some Von Wiegand listener is going to secretly buy the thing, like Alex Jones got that $8 million.
I think you're right. I can make a nice profit off that $99. What if it goes to $500 or $1,000, man? I'll sell it.
He announced on
air. I'll do it again.
He announced on air that that Bitcoin account had never been touched since its inception. That
right.
just let it roll and roll and roll. So all of that money was under the radar. So I'm thinking the same thing is going to happen to your card, that somebody out there.
Trump's inspiring me to test his ability. It's $99. It won't make or break the show. We have a little bit of money in our account. Not much. By the way, if you want to sponsor the show, if you know anybody, please have them contact me at vonwiegandshow@gmail.com. We need some new sponsors for next year. But we have to keep the lights on and keep things moving and grooving, right? But, I'm thinking the Trump playing cards, there could be now some money in that for us. Don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
Oh, and I'll throw.
I have a long imagination, Irish. I'm always thinking.
I'll throw my own labor in there. If somebody wants to hire me to do some audio sweetening or something like that, all proceeds from that event will go to the Von Wiegand Show directly. I'll do that strictly as
thank you.
Donation.
We appreciate
that.
And Irish, you supported the show before in more ways than one. I really appreciate you, man. And
that's correct. I've done that monetarily.
This is interesting
as well
stuff.
As
we live in very interesting times, as the Asians say, you know?
Well, and I continue to train people that should be listening. It is my pleasure to go outside
Good.
And take pictures of the sky and the trees and everything and come back in and show teachers, say, can you see that your weather's being played with? Is this making sense yet?
Right.
One of the things I noticed just recently, hey, intelligent listeners, listen to this. Have you noticed a few years ago, I remember a teacher who was complaining that she said, do you know what that rain smell is that everybody loves so much? I'm going to oh, please tell me. She said, it's the bacteria and all the stuff that's in the ground suddenly coming to life because the rain is kicking it out. I said, well, if that's true, and I believe this teacher, I think that she was aware, now we get a nice solid rain and you smell for that rain smell, like it's been here the last few days, several times in the past week. I don't
right.
smell the
Love
rain
it.
Smell. I don't smell it.
Love
I don't
the rain
smell.
Smell
it at all. Right, and I'm not smelling it. And I'm wondering if anybody else
right.
notices that. Have you noticed that the rain smell's not in the rain anymore? It should be in
it's
there.
It's not as potent.
We have plenty of it.
Yeah, I smelled it a little bit, but it wasn't as potent as it normally was. Really strange.
Right, and I'll offer you why that is, because I've seen the patents for what they're doing in the contrails in the sky. If you want to call them chemtrails, it's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up weather manipulation, warfare-like.
and it's being done all over the place. That's available on geoengineeringwatch.org. I do listen to that guy's broadcast, especially since he got it in Phoenix. At least I can listen to it live if I want to. It's also on YouTube. But the important thing is I'm starting to just notice things myself. I am a scientist. I do see what's going on. And I just point it out to people. I mean, I don't absolutely know the science as to how they made it. I do know this. It's cheap to put that junk in the sky. It's not cheap to put the airplanes in the sky. But as we learned last month, somebody actually came out and said, hey, over one-third, almost one-half of the entire budget of the Department of Defense, they don't know where it went. 19,000 airplanes that they couldn't account for.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. That'd be, yeah. Can I have one? I want one of those planes they can't account for. I want a billion that they can't account for. They always have these billions around the world they can't account for. Well, yeah, it's called money laundering. Your accounting's off. Get them off you, accountant. They'll tell you where every nickel's going. Trust me. God.
Yeah, I mean, even at the local, you know, 7-Eleven or QT, I mean, those guys actually know where every penny's going. But man,
they know 7-Eleven, damn right. Our own government doesn't know anything. Bunch of morons.
No, and they need to be morons because they're serving bigger morons. They're serving people who actually think that they're going to get the entire world.
Absolutely.
And so the neat thing is, if there's millions of us and only a handful of them. Just convince enough of the millions of us that you don't have to play the game, and it's an automatic win. I mean, the only thing we can agree on is that we don't like what's happening to us. I don't know.
Right, and Irish, are you on board for the big win? I know I am.
I know where you got that from, and yes, sir,
are you on board for the big win? Love that.
I am that.
Full metal jacket, buddy.
I won't even have to fight to win if I don't have to.
Exactly.
But,
Irish, have a great night. What are your final thoughts to America?
America, enjoy this year. I think it's the last year you're going to be able to go out and really enjoy buying gifts for your family and doing stuff like that. On the other hand, I agree with Mike Adams. The opposite is also true. If you can hawk away some gold and silver for a little while, go downtown to like a local automobile dealer and you tell them what price you want to pay for a repo. When these people that have been living on Biden's giveaways find out that it's very temporary, you're going to be able to get a car for cheap or a home for cheap or whatever it is you're looking for. I can't remember which hotel it was, but dude actually for one $20 gold piece ended up buying a hotel and created a chain. And he was just a bellhop at the time. And he was just adding up his tips and stuff and ended up buying the hotel. And that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
When these people who are so dependent on an economy that doesn't function, on a political structure that doesn't function, banking that doesn't function, the moment you check out of it, create your own independent sources of power. I won't call it all wealth. I mean, some of it's just power. You should be able to get a hold of something that somebody else could not handle. And part of that will be if a bunch of, for example, office buildings and homes that people can't live in anymore because they all died of COVID or something like that, which is the shot, really, agreeing with Scotch.
Right.
Because I certainly agree with him that I don't – viruses are – if you're not allowed to isolate them, they don't exist. But anyway, that what it means is – as the really stupid people are the ones taking the shots. The really stupid people are the ones dying. And don't buy the shedding thing because the people who are shedding, remember that mutations can't come back stronger than the original. That's never been proven in any scientific history we've ever known. And so don't, you know, I mean, obviously it's not healthy, but it's not the worst thing that could happen to you. Don't take a shot. And then when this all happens, the people who are not prepared, the people that are not smart enough to be able to see forward, the people who are not what's the word I want to use? Crafty enough to outwit the system, and it's dumber than dumb, then you deserve what you get. But the problem is I'm trying to make you smart as fast as I can. We are.
And Irish, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate you.
Final comment.
Have a great night out there. We're up against the clock here, man. And thank you so much. Great call.
I don't want to take advantage of these people, but thank you, Von Weehunt, for this time. I can tell them we're coming to get your stuff if you won't take care of it.
Love it. Irish Pirate, folks. Great call. Good stuff, as usual. Well, if you just tuned in, you've reached the Von Weehunt Show, the show your mother warned you about. We're rogue, infamous, and even legendary. Oh, yes. We'll get Breath of Surfer on here in a moment. Remember Gaddafi of Libya, the dictator? Well, Libya under Gaddafi had no electricity bill. Electricity was free for all Libyan citizens. These are the things that our so-called mainstream news never told you. In Libya, there was no interest rate or usury on loans. Banks were state-owned, and lending to citizens was limited by law. Gaddafi promised that many of the Libyan citizens would get a house, and he followed through on much of that. All newlyweds in Libya received 60,000 dinars, which is 48,000 bucks from the government to buy their own home or put down a down payment and start a family. What if our own government gave newlyweds almost 50 grand? Do you think you'd have a marriage boom in this country? Yes, you would. Do you think that if they gave, say, 20 grand per kid, there'd be a baby boom? Right now, people need incentive to do things eons ago they would do for free. Society's changed. Our whole economic system has changed. But it's interesting to go back just a few years, a decade, 20 years, look at the world through a different lens. And don't forget about Benghazi either. Hillary selling arms, allegedly, all over the Middle East. Did you know that education, college education, and medical care were free in Libya under Gaddafi? Before Gaddafi, the madman dictator that America and Hillary and Obama took out, before Gaddafi, only 25% of the population could write. Under his leadership, 85% could. If Libyans wanted to live on a farm, Libya provided them under Gaddafi with a house, tools, seeds, tractors, and livestock for free. How about those apples? Pun intended. If there was no treatment available to you for your health care in Libya, the government would fly you anywhere you wanted in the world for treatment abroad for free. Most Americans don't even know this. The evil, evil land of Libya. When a Libyan bought a car, get this, the government financed 50% of the price because they wanted you to have wheels. They had oil coming out of their ears. They were rich, rich, rich. Now, the people were really Bedouins over there. They never told you this in our media, right? Did you know that in Libya, guess what a gallon of gasoline cost under the mean, evil dictator Gaddafi? 14 cents. You're paying 5-6 bucks a gallon, and you're doing nothing about it. Did you know that Libya had no external debt, no national debt, and that, along with the usury, in my view, is why they were attacked, taken down. They weren't playing the game. The game is to plunder your nation. The game is to put your nation in debt to international central Rothschild-owned banks. The game is to sack your savings, to sap your country's strength, to depopulate in the name of climate change and control. Libya had reserves of $150 billion in cash under Gaddafi. All oil rigs were running at full capacity, full employment in Libya. Now, Libya doesn't have an immigration problem. They really had a lack of people, but they treated their people very well under Gaddafi. Yes, were people tortured? I'm sure there were many, but they probably deserved it, as the Joker says. Did you know that after you got out of school in Libya, back in the day that the state paid an average professional wage, while you were looking for work until you found employment? Revolutionary thought to pay college graduates for a job well done, and you say they gave you a year to find a professional job, a whole year off. With pay, full pay. Would America ever do that? Would America do any of this for its people? Think about it. How could a Bedouin desert nation that we look down upon do these things and our country spits at us? All they say is work your ass off, get your own job, shut up, pay your taxes, and if you're lucky, you'll get Social Security, BFD, big fucking deal, even if it's maybe possibly solvent financially. Did you know that when Libya sold oil, they put profits in your account? Did you know that in Libya that a mother who gave birth got a check for $5,000? 40 loaves of fresh bread in Libya cost 15 cents. The government, with the huge oil revenues, subsidize your grocery bill. But you're paying hundreds of extra dollars a month to eat in America. Did you know that Gaddafi undertook the largest irrigation project in the world, called the Big Man Project, to supply water to an entire desert country, so everybody from each end of Libya could have fresh, portable water? Biggest project in the world, bigger than America's, bigger than Russia's, and he completely funded it with oil revenues. He also dreamed of toppling the dollar, the petrodollar, from the top of the financial world pyramid. And that, those were the real fighting words. That's where he went a little too far. I would tell him, the minute you saber rattle about your economics and you went to hurt America's economics, you're going to be at war. And the war's going to come to you, buddy. He probably wouldn't have believed me, but I know history. I'm an old soul. I've been on this planet Earth for many, many times. Sure enough, that's what happened. They came, they were paid by Obama administration to kill him. Get rid of this guy. Any way you want. We don't care. Just do it. And they did it. He tortured him. The photographs of Gaddafi being captured are amazing. The look on his face, he knew it was going to be bad, really bad, and it was. You can read about how he died on your own. But I will bring it up in a future show, rest assured. Then Western democracy came to Libya. They bombed the country back to the Stone Age. And all the gold was looted. And isn't it amazing? The $150 billion that were in Libya's accounts were looted and appropriated by the Western, quote, democracy. And that is the real story of that chapter in America. Amazing stuff goes on out there every day. I love to get to the root of it, boil it down to its finest, perfect essence. That is why there is a Von Wien show. Well, we'll get to Brett the Surfer, but first, he must have the proper intro. It's the Hawaiian Samurai song, Surf or Die.
Talking about. How you doing,
that's a good one by Hawaiian Samurai.
Oh, yeah.
Surf or die.
Oh,
die
yeah.
Trying.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing great, man. That's what happens when you try and go against the petrodollar in Libya. But
yep.
Now we've got, man, we can't play that same game with Russia and China.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah,
they took down Libya. They went against the petrodollar and they never wanted the Rothschild banks. And don't forget, they never had a central bank in Libya. They wanted to indebt the people. And Gaddafi said, no. We need these dictators over there. In my view, America should have kept them because we're not saying they're saints or Boy Scouts. I'm not praising Gaddafi in that sense. What I am saying is you need some strong men over there that where you can deal with one man as a country, like a Saddam or a Gaddafi. When you get rid of them, we have complete chaos, you know?
Yeah. You need some kind of government that's a righteous government, somebody who cares about, just like you're saying, if you care about the people, you know, it's the fruits of your labor, you know, and it's it's like if you give, you gain, you know, 100% back. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of the universe,
yeah.
You know, and karma and that's
Christianity, you know, it's you give, you will receive. And I think that it's just we're just in pretty perilous times right now. You know, I think that the dollar is going to go away here. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't know. They are saying in about a year, gold will probably double in price, you know, which.
Can you imagine? God.
Yeah. I mean. I don't
but the
know.
Main
I
thing is,
what,
is Brett, are you buying a Trump playing card that was as part of his big announcement for $99?
Yeah,
you too can save America. I might buy one.
I don't think I'll be doing that,
about
man.
It.
But
just for a souvenir,
I may. Yeah, it might be a good souvenir. You know, you're right.
If you buy one and if you don't want it, please donate it to the show. That will go into the archives of the show. That we can sell later to fund the show.
Definitely. Not a bad idea, man. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know how those are going to go over, though, in the long run, Trump.
Brett,
we'll see.
First on your block to own all the Trump playing cards. I want to buy them for my block. You buy them for your block. And then we'll be rich.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
These things could go up in value, man.
Those items.
You know?
Yeah. Like the value of a 1968 G.I. Joe, you know, for example. You know what I mean?
Right.
Be something like that.
Retro toys are hot, man. Sell like hotcakes. Off for thousands of dollars. Things that we took for granted are now, if you had kept them in the original box and kept all the pieces, stuff like that, you know, those little board games your mom bought for $10 are now worth at least $500 to $1,000. If you kept the plastic on, say they bought one toy for you and they kept one in the attic. Oh, my God. Be worth like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
I don't think that would have happened. You know, I think, you probably had a G.I. Joe with the fuzzy beard and the fuzzy hair.
Loved G.I. Joe.
Did you have the one with the rubber hair? That was, I think those were from 69.
I had the G.I. Joe with the beard. He was the commando, G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
and I had the blonde-haired Aryan G.I. Joe, who was like the Special Forces guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you have any of the accessories?
He had the blonde hair. Bright blonde hair.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Those two. Mm.
Yeah.
With all the accessories, they came in the big box. In fact, I bought two of those. Oh, say 4 or 5 years ago, Urban Outfitters of all places went in on Mill Avenue in Tempe after being at a bar, and they had G.I. Joes that were brand new in the box. They made them again. You know, the large scale that we had, and I bought two boxes right there. I go, I've got them in my closet, brand new. You know, so. I could sell them to a collector. If I bought them for $25 a piece, they made those. They came out with the full size, not the little 4-inch crap they sell at Target, but the full size, the original G.I. Joe dolls, the action figures, with all the accessories, came out in the original box. And I saw them at Urban Outfitters of all the damn places. A clothing store.
Wow.
But in the back, they always had, like, vinyl. You know, they sold cassettes from the retro area. They had vinyl and clothes and phonographs and retro cassette players and CD players. I mean, they had a lot of cool, funky stuff, books in the back, calendars. And then they had this row of action figures. I'm going, oh, my God. G.I.
Now, what
Joe.
Year were they
back.
What year?
That was, well, oh, the year, I believe they were like 68, 69, and like 70. The original. I mean,
really?
Not the original.
How many did you buy?
But they were back in the late 60s.
And how many of them?
Yeah.
You bought two of them?
Bought two of them.
Wow.
Bought two of them right there on the spot. I go, oh, my God. These things are going to go up in value. It's in limited production. Recreation of the original. And I recognize both of them. And I bought the guy with the beard and the alien-looking guy again. They had like five. They had the astronaut. I didn't want that one was cool too, but I should have bought them all because people go gaga over that stuff, man. They'll pay you a pretty penny for it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
will.
I love
this.
I love anything retro. I love that part of Americana. Love it. Can't go wrong because collectibles are going through the roof. I tell you, years ago, I've always had collectibles, but you got to get them in good condition. Don't buy broken stuff. Nobody wants that. But anything from art to vinyl to action figures, toys, a lot of money in that stuff. People used to laugh at those guys. They're now laughing all the way to the bank. A lot of money in that stuff. Pinball machines, if you want to go big league. You got a pristine pinball machine from the 80s? Oh, my God. With Batman on it or Top Gun? You kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get like 10, 15 grand.
Maybe
or
one
more.
Of the original Asteroid machines, you know, or
oh, my God.
You know, yeah.
Big. People have game rooms now. The rich want to recreate their youth, and they want to buy all the games that they played in the 70s and 80s. If you got a game,
Defender,
a real video game, that's why I look for that stuff as an investment, actually. Good place to park some cash. Because then you can always flip it and sell it. People are out there actively buying that stuff. And they have their basement game room with Asteroids and the Playboy pinball machine and, you know, everything else, you know, for that era that we all grew up in, which was the last stand of real America, the last stand.
I think it's nice to think back to those days because today with what we're doing, trying to do the same thing possibly that we did to Gaddafi, I think that I think the possibility of nuclear confrontation is just the highest it's ever been. And, you know, I don't know, you know, it's almost like these guys, it's like, it's not going to be like we, you know, like what we did and get over there, did here or to Saddam Hussein, you know, I don't think, you know, it's not going to be that way this time, you know, and then the fact that they sent Patriot missiles over to Ukraine, what, just a couple of days ago? Yesterday, I think?
Yeah, they did.
Pretty scary, yeah.
I mentioned that in the monologue, and when we're done talking here, you got to stay tuned because I'm going to close out the show with a dream that a man sent to the studio about World War III and the Soviet bear. Not a long dream, but it'll put shivers down your spine. That's how I'm going to close out the show before our next week's Christmas special. So this is like doom and gloom, but look, I will put a positive spin on it because it's only a dream. Dreams are symbolic. But so do you want to hear it? It's really good.
I sure do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So stay tuned. Brett, thank you so much for calling the show. Please stay tuned, sir.
Yes, sir, brother.
And we will now discuss the dream a man had. Thank you, Brett. Okay. Before I say this dream, I can tell it to you. This guy has seen him on the internet for quite a time. He was Daniel Martin. And he's a dreamer. He's got very vivid dreams. I wouldn't say he's a prophet, but you can find him on some blogs, some websites. He lives in Brazil. believe he's an American expat. But the name of his, of course, I posted this on Gap. So if you're on JAB.com, go there. You can find it. It's probably 30 or 40 below the top by now. Because I'm on there constantly posting intel. But it's called, "Is America Playing Russian Roulette with the Soviet Bear?" is my moniker for his dream. Here's a man's vivid dream of World War III. Now, this is not to scare you, America, or the world. It's simply to put it out there. Our hope and wish is that by putting it out there, that it will never happen in our lifetimes. We hope we can break the chain. It's already been set in motion by our terrible leaders in D.C. We hope that cooler heads prevail and that there is not, or be not, a nuclear war on planet Earth. Again, dreams are symbolic. They are it's your subconscious mind giving you a trajectory of what could happen in the future if things don't change. We want things to change fundamentally. So this man's dream never occurs. Here it goes. He goes, "Our leaders have set us up and are responsible for this very dangerous world. And it has also been foretold." World War III Dreams by Daniel Martin. His dream was three nights ago, December 12th, 2022. "In my dream," I said, "here, I was told many times that nuclear war is inevitable," he writes, "predestined and prophetic." He writes, "I have premonition-type dreams, among other paranormal activity or instincts that I have that I never really asked for. But my visions, I have learned over time, are a gift from God. But the one scary thing is that everything I dream happens every time. And I saw Russia nuked all of the United States mainland cities. There's no warning, no declaration of war, no electricity before the explosions hit. The strike was at night in my dream. In my next dream, Putin told me London too, that London will get it too. And if the rest of the world retaliates after Putin obliterates NATO, Russia will end the world and win. In my dream, I saw U.S. military officers crying, and Russia told the ones that survived that they will spare their lives, but they must remove their ranks. And Russia told our remaining military to pack their stuff up and start a new life in another country, including our sub fleet, because America was uninhabitable at that point. In my dream, I saw American people partying, having a great time, just before the nuclear holocaust, totally unaware of the incoming danger. I saw the smoke for burning cities that were visible from Central America. There was so much fire in this land. In my last dream, I saw Putin speaking to his nuclear truck soldiers in the forest before he gave them the command codes to, in fact, fire at America. It was before the dawn, in the dark. Both dreams I had with Putin were in the dark, which shows the high secrecy of how this war is being waged and now planned. In the Bible, the great northern arch enemy, Russia, attacks Babylon, which is America. And her attacks will be totally undetected. That's the end of my dream. Sincerely, Daniel Martin. Now, if that's not a sobering dream, I don't know what is. But that dream I posted on Gab, and we are on uncharted territory, my friends. We have some fun on the show. We'll have some great music, some great talk. But these things are the underlying current of why I'm doing the show. We're hoping to avoid a nuclear holocaust, a war with Russia, which we do not want. But the way our leaders are riding a freight train into the battlefield should make us all stop, think, and listen, observe, ponder, and pray. Pray for peace. We pray for the Archangel Saint Michael to protect us all. He is the saint, the powerful saint of the Von Wien Show. So let's hope for better times. We do not want a war with Russia. We hope everyone has a great holiday season. But I will end the show that he said this attack would happen in a different email I got from him in December 2023, 1 year from now. We hope Daniel was wrong. We hope that cooler heads prevail. We hope that his dream is only symbolic of where America is heading. We need to right the ship, bury the hatchet with Russia, and get our leaders out of office that are running America into a nuclear onslaught. We pray for better times in the light and in the dark. Well, folks, what a great show tonight. Thank you all for being here. Be prepared. I told you before. Pray to our God. And I wish you well. They sign off from the mountain stronghold of Arizona and the Von Wiehut Valhalla Studios. We wish you all well. Have a great night. To be continued next week with our fantastic Christmas special. Good night.
Another way. I'm talking about creation. I'm talking about. Hasta mañana.